Day 231, Gazing at Destiny. We believe that we are victors whether we come to see the fullness of our destinies in our lives or not. As quoted from the book, Victor: Breaking Free from a Victim-Based Society by John H. Hovis, page 192. The we in the quote I just read are those of us wanting to live this life as victors. You see, the only way I have found to do this is to have a frame of reference that doesn't require victory to be what defines my victor status. This is especially true when it comes to destiny. If you are banking on your victor status to be proven by the extent at which you are able to determine and make happen your destiny, you are on a crash course for victim thinking in your life. Destiny, like victory, can be such a fleeting thing. One moment we think we have it all figured out, and in the next moment, we are left wondering whether we will ever experience what just a few moments ago was so clear in our minds. That's why making destiny or victory the foundation for our status as a victor is a strategy that doesn't work in the long run. The world has an amazing ability to offer up some pretty wicked curveballs at times. The challenges that come against us often make it so difficult to believe whether we will ever experience victory. That feeling can be such a victimizing experience. Stay long enough in that place where we are dealing with victimizing prospects, and victim thinking can't help but to take over. I hope this isn't too bleak of a view for you. It shouldn't be. Destiny is something that is going to happen in your life. It just will. What that destiny looks like might not be exactly what you have in mind. That's where victim thinking can really come into play. When our idea of destiny doesn't match up with what God might want our destiny to be, life can lose some of its sweetness if we are relying on destiny to make our victor status a reality. This doesn't mean that we aren't to go after all we have on our hearts to pursue. Quite the opposite. I believe God wants His children to go after as much in this world as they possibly can. It is when our motives for going after what we want from this life are tied in the world that trouble is sure to happen. Perspective, especially when it comes to how we view our identity, is so important for the victor. Check out what God says about perspective in today's Bible reading. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. Colossians 3, 1-2, New International Version. Up, up, up. Our gaze needs to be shifted upwards in all things that has to do with who we are. Looking around in this world for proof of who we are or proof of our worth is not what works in the long run. I know many of you are ready to argue with me on this point because your worldly perspective is working for you at the moment. I guarantee a few hiccups in how the world treats you and you will be rethinking your strategy. I know this for a fact because I used to think my worldly results were good enough to make my identity what I thought it was supposed to be. It was when victory became more and more elusive that victim thinking came to call as I got more and more confused as to who I was supposed to be. I haven't given up on destiny. I hope you don't think that's what I'm proposing in today's presentation. What I've given up on is relying on destiny to help be what makes me see my identity more clearly. I still believe that a big destiny is what God has put me here on earth for. I'm taking steps to make that big destiny, as I see it, happen. If God has a different plan, so be it. I'm still His son, and that alone makes me the victor I long to be. What I'm trying to stop doing is letting how effective I am at making my destiny happen be linked to who I am. I wish I was perfect in that endeavor. I'm not. But I have to tell you, I am better at it today than I was yesterday. Compared to 10 years ago, I'm not even the same person when it comes to how I'm living out this victor status God has placed in my life. I know the same can be said for your life as well if you were to look closely at how God has moved with you on this journey. Here's what I would like to close today's talk with. None of us are perfect. Our motives are going to be messed up at times. We are going to have too low of a gaze when it comes to identity, and victim thinking will ultimately be the result. Good news is that God loves you and loves me just the way we are. Better news is that He loves us so much, He won't leave us where we are. Change is inevitable. Embrace God's change for your life today. Make destiny and victory what they will be. Trust what God says about you and let your victor status empower all you take on in your life today.